Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, airlines are expanding summer flight schedules around the country. Demand in Hawaii is growing, but one of the most famous hotel addresses in the country may be going away. Details next in the news.
Mark offers a just one man's opinion about a tax that's about to hit travelers. And we introduce you to Clear, a new privately run service which can help speed you through airport security and sports stadium lines in Sacramento and all over the country.
In the second half of the show, we'll invite you to call us and share your thoughts on the restart of travel. Are you ready to go now? Still sitting on the sidelines a bit? Are you comfortable having to be vaccinated to enter theaters and stadiums and be able to participate in some kinds of travel, perhaps cruising?
Call us starting at 3:35 at 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Now, we have a couple of $25 See's Candy gift cards to award as prizes at random to a couple of callers.
Reporter Clayton Whitehead will join us. We want to know what you think, and perhaps you'll win a prize for sharing your opinions. Thanks for being part of the journey today. Welcome to The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Up to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
Welcome, my friends, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys with Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. Thanks for joining us today. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Well, how about that? A little bit of drizzle, a little bit of rain, not quite so much here in the valley as we probably would have liked to have had, but I guess there's a little bit of snow and activity up in the mountains. Maybe we'll get a little extra moisture there to help with that snowpack. But at any rate, so glad to be with you. Mark, how's things at Sports Leisure? What's new?
Things are good. The Sports Leisure offices have been cleaned up after yesterday's mammoth World Championship poker affair, which occurred here. Actually, I've as folks have heard me relate on this program before, for 49 years, a bunch of buddies and I who have went to school together have been getting together and playing meaningless poker games for small amounts of money. On occasion, and that happened yesterday. And the fact that we're all still alive all of these years later is amazing in itself. But if you are lucky enough to have a group of friends that you have known for most of the years you've been on the planet, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are lots of gangs like this all over the place, and ours got together yesterday for a little poker, and I won hundreds of thousands. Well, not hundreds of thousands, perhaps a few shekels. You know, I mean, it's always good to stay ahead of the game. You put that money away and stays right in that place until the next poker game.
Well, you know, I was thinking these buddies of yours that nearly 50 years of playing together have probably become some of them maybe Sports Leisure Vacation travelers with you. Yes.
Well, one guy and his wife. Yeah, mostly we're just old. And we just sit around and do the same things that we used to do when we played poker together a long time ago. The subjects we talk about are a little different, but no, it's still, the limit is still 50 cents, just like it's been for all of those years. So you can't really, if you're looking to make money in our poker games, you've come to the wrong place, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm glad you guys had a great time. Well, all right, at the top of every Travel Guys radio show, we do our best to bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. And with that, here's Mark.
Now that we've covered all of the illegal gambling news, local gambling news, why we can get on into the travel news. Airlines are practically giddy, trying to demand to add flights to places where you can travel. Of course, other than domestically, Southwest is going to Palm Springs and Eugene and Bellingham and places they would never have thought about going probably a couple years ago. Everybody is falling all over themselves trying to get into as many warm weather airports as possible. Of course, now it's warm weather and the hurricane season is just around the corner. So we'll see how that all works out. United has added summer flights to Iceland, Greece, and Croatia, which coincidentally, last week when the CDC and the U.S. government enlarged the list of places that you, that they recommend you not travel by 120 some countries, which now means that about 85% of the planet, you cannot travel to. And part of the rest of it is covered with ice. So, the choices are a little slimmer as the summer comes upon us here and we're all desperate to go someplace and someplace might end up being down the street because if Iceland, Greece, or Croatia don't sound good to you, why then you may need to come up with another idea.
There you go. Travel California.
Yes. If you've seen the commercials, they're reminding us that every time we take a vacation in California, we help the local economy recover. So perhaps this is the year when people stay closer to home. Those of us at Sports Leisure Vacations are certainly hoping that as we planned a whole lot of tours on the West Coast to keep people closer to home. Hawaii is experiencing increased travel demand. In fact, occupants in Hawaii hotels in March, 43%. Now, that's not particularly good, but if you compare it to 31% in February and 23% in January and 18% the last half of last year, 43% starts to look damn stellar. So
yes,
the folks in Hawaii are pretty happy. 2.7 million visitors since the Safe Travels program rolled out in mid-October. They're about to have a vaccination travel program between the islands for residents that is going to take place. So that's going to be another step towards people being able to travel freely. But a lot of folks are going to Hawaii, are going through the steps in order to be able to get there and be free to move around once they get there. And slowly Hawaiian tourism is coming back. My first group, I'll be taking a group over there in November. So I'm eager to get back and see Will on Kauai and all of our friends over there. Meanwhile, the rest of the U.S. airlines are expanding flight schedules around the country. I mentioned Southwest Airlines that they're finding some new places. American Airlines is also increasing frequency between some of the major airports. Southwest says that they will have their capacity back up to 85% of pre-pandemic levels by the end of the second quarter. So that would be the end of June.
Now, does this mean they're actually adding planes to their schedules and so forth?
Exactly. Yes. Planes that have been sitting are being added, flight attendants and counter help. And we may even have some skycaps back in Sacramento for Southwest before too long. That would be kind of nice since those guys provide a lot of service for my travelers. U.S. travelers are getting vaccinated at a rapid pace. Probably doesn't surprise anybody that U.S. travelers are getting vaccinated. People who want to travel are getting vaccinated 24% more often than the average citizen. Makes perfect sense. You want to go someplace and you want to be safe. So a vaccination is one way to do it. California theme parks are going to be allowed, Tom, to welcome vaccinated out-of-state travelers. If you remember, when they were first told that they could reopen, they were told only people from the state of California in order to try to keep folks from out-of-state from bringing their COVID infections here. But now, as vaccination rates have gone up and COVID infections have remained high but steady, the theme parks are going to be allowed to welcome out-of-state visitors, according to the governor. So that's good news for them because it broadens their customer base a little bit. We'll get them back closer to normal. The president's infrastructure plan, this is really interesting, Tom, includes a train from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, something that's been talked about for a long, long, long time. 32 million people live in that corridor. And so they're not talking about necessarily a high-speed train, but maybe something that Amtrak could run with a little extra additional tracking to get around perhaps some of the highly trafficked freight areas on the way to Las Vegas and stuff like that. But a train to Las Vegas would probably be very attractive to people from Los Angeles because guess what? If you had one too many and you could find the train, you could get home.
Are there tracks between Las Vegas and Southern California that exist now, currently?
There are. And Amtrak has the rights over many of them, but in some cases the rights are similar to our rights up here in Northern California where the freight gets the first right and then the Amtrak train comes second. and that only works when there are minor delays. If you get situations where the train is waiting in a siding 20 minutes two or three times in a four-hour trip, then that's people are going to get back in their automobiles. So what right. they're what they're going to have to figure out is some way for trains to be able to go to Los Angeles quickly, and that means that they're going to probably have to have some new double tracking some places along the way. TripAdvisor has announced its top 10 destinations for this summer. In order, they are Cancun, Orlando. I don't get that, Tom. Orlando to me is
It's got to be about Disney World. Go on.
It has to be because Orlando is one of the most miserable places. Before they built Disney, nobody went there. Cancun, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is third. Key West is fourth. Miami. Do you sense something in common there? Las Vegas, Playa del Carmen, Mexico, Cabo San Lucas, and neighboring spots around Cabo San Lucas and Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. So mostly places with beaches where people can relax. That's good. They should all go to the beaches. I will go to the trees. And finally, one last item here. We mentioned in the headlines, the Hotel Pennsylvania. That's the New York hotel whose phone number became a hit for Glenn Miller. Pennsylvania 65000. You were an old big band guy. You remember that well, I'm sure. And so anyway, it's a 1,700-room property near the Amtrak speeder Penn Station there in New York City. It opened in 1919. It has the owners have wanted to get rid of it for redevelop it for 20 years. They think that this might be their opportunity. So the Hotel Pennsylvania may be gone, and you may have a multi-use spot in its place. And that's your travel news for today.
All right, coming up, a quick interview about a new way to quickly make your way through the security at the airports is coming up. And Mark with a just one man's opinion next here on the Travel Guys.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
Hey there, Mark and Tom here with you. And as promised, it's time for just one man's opinion. And with it, here's Mark.
If you've been a listener to this program for a while, you know I'm not a fan of the endless string of fees and taxes paid by travelers. Otherwise legitimate companies seem to delight in coming up with ways to cheat or screw us out of some of our dollars. Many of those fees fit into the category of outright ridiculous. But very soon now, travelers are about to see a fee pop up that will be on the up and up. It's a fuel surcharge. Been to the pump lately? Gas is almost a dollar a gallon higher than it was at this time last year. There's no way tourist-related attractions involving transportation will be able to absorb the increase, not when they are barely hanging on post-COVID in many cases. So if that pops up somewhere in your travels, especially for bus or train travel or any attraction involving transportation, if they're using fuel, it's possible you're going to see a surcharge or a price increase soon. I'm giving them the Travel Guys seal of approval, as long as the fuel surcharges are fair and reasonable. If they aren't, drop me a note at TravelGuysRadio.com, and we'll see if they deserve a not-so-honorable mention on our program. And that is just one man's opinion.
Hey there, everyone. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, as always. Here to make you a smarter traveler. Don't forget you can get links to our special guests at TravelGuysRadio.com. Today, making you a smarter traveler in regards to another way to quickly get through the TSA lines to get to your plane. Mark, who's our special guest today?
Well, Mitch Nadler is from CLEAR. He is the VP of Airport Affairs for CLEAR, and for some of you, especially if you're infrequent travelers, you may not have heard of CLEAR. Some of you who are frequent travelers may have heard of it, and some of you who are frequent travelers through major airports may even have a membership in CLEAR. It is in Sacramento now, and Mitch, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Thank you, Mitch. Mitch is going to kind of fill us in so that those of you who are listening who don't know what the CLEAR program offers as the airport gets busy once again and the summer season is coming up, why this is something that you may want to consider if you're a frequent leisure or business traveler. Mitch, give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what Clear is? What are the advantages of Clear, and how is it different from going through regular security at the airport?
Yeah, Clear is a service that helps you get through the TSA checkpoint faster and in a touchless way. We just make it very easy to use your eyes to verify your identity, and then you go right up to the front and then on to the physical screening with the TSA.
If you're a Clear member, you have a separate line at the airport? You don't get into the TSA pre-check line?
That's correct. If you're a Clear member, you're going to go right to the Clear lane. You're going to be greeted by one of our friendly ambassadors who's going to welcome you back. They're going to take you up to one of our pods. That's a small piece of equipment that we use. You're going to scan your eyes, and that's going to verify your identity. You're going to scan your boarding pass really quick. That whole process takes 10 seconds or less. And then our ambassadors, that's our staff members, are going to take you up to the front and hand you off to the TSA, and then you'll go through physical screening.
Okay, so if you go to the Clear line and you do the retina scan, and now you've been identified as you're Mark Hoffman, and you're ready to go. Do you get placed ahead of the unwashed masses are standing in the TSA line?
This is the big advantage of Clear, particularly in major airports, is that the line at Clear. The longest line I've ever seen at Clear was three people. And because they have these ambassadors that literally staff there, so once you've cleared, once you're good to go, they're going to take you. You don't go get in the TSA line then. You go right up to the front because you've already done and right into the pre-check area to have your hand luggage. And
stuff. Got it. Okay. I guess then the next important thing is that how do folks get signed up to be a Clear person?
There's a number of ways to do it. We have a free mobile app. It's available in the iStore and on the Google Play Store. You can download that for free and start the enrollment process there. And then when you get to the airport, you just finish the enrollment process where we just take a quick scan of your eyes. It's your iris, actually. And then you'll be enrolled and you can use it immediately. If you didn't have a chance to do that in advance, when you get to the airport, you're going to see one of our branded enrollment stations and our friendly ambassadors. You'll walk right up to them, and they'll invite you to go through the quick 5 minutes or less enrollment process.
The only thing that's left is the big box on the display for, which reveals the price of Clear.
Yes, which would be?
Our standard price is $179 a year or $15 a month. However, if you're a frequent flyer with Delta or United, you will be eligible for a discount. Also, if you're a certain American Express card holders will also be eligible for a discount. And additionally, Clear actually works with sports teams and sports leagues and has sports partnerships, and your Clear membership will actually get you into many stadiums and arenas around the U.S.
With the price, Tom, obviously compared to, you can't compare it to TSA PreCheck, but the deal here is like Mitch is saying, is the certainty. That, remember how we are always telling people, make sure you allow yourself an extra 15, 20, 30 minutes at the airport because you have no idea there's any number of things that could happen. And sure as heck, one of them will jump up and bite you. Well, this becomes one less thing that can jump up and bite you at the airport, because if you've got Clear, you know that once you get off that tram at one terminal in Sacramento or once you get to the top of the staircase, you're going to be on your way through the inspection area literally in a matter of just a couple, 3 minutes, no matter how long the line is. So, Mitch, when did Clear open in Sacramento?
We opened on March 17th.
Just been here a very, very, very short time. For folks who are interested, we will put a link to the Clear application that Mitch is talking about at travelguysradio.com. So if you're driving around and this sounds like something that would be appealing to you, like I said, lines in Sacramento tend to be, except on rare occasion, tend to be manageable. But it's the certainty, and really and truly, if you've ever gone to the Denver airport to check in and you happen to pick the wrong time of the day, or Chicago or LaGuardia or any of these other infamous spots, and you see these people with Clear and that you've been standing in line for 25 minutes, even in the pre-check, and they walk up and walk right through, and you're thinking, hey, wait a minute. What am I here, chopped liver? And indeed, that's pretty much what you are, is chopped liver. So this is the best way to get through. Why am I doing a commercial for these guys or something?
It almost sounds like it. My golly.
Yeah, well, it's the best way to get through. It's not completely inexpensive.
But if you need that certainty of being able to get through the airport on short notice and know that you're going to be able to get there, then this is for you. Mitch, have I missed anything in my commercial here?
No, I think you captured it well. And like you said, you know, people who are flying out of Sacramento usually have to return from another airport to Sacramento. We have 38 airports around the U.S. They'll be able to use it on the return trip back, which will save them lots of time there as well.
I'm thinking, Mitch, you're really and truly this whole sports stadium thing. I can see as security is tightened at arenas and sporting and other venues that the multiple usage for clear may open up some real exciting new things for you. Mitch, thanks for a few minutes of your time today. Again, if you are interested in a fast way to get through the airport in Sacramento, other airports around the country, selected sports venue and entertainment venues, Clear is the name of the product. Go to travelguysradio.com and you'll see a link there on our list for links for the show today where you can find out more information. Mitch, thanks again for your time, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You know, I saw ads or, you know, location in San Antonio where they were handing out information, business cards and stuff about Clear, and that had to have been at least 6-7 years ago. So they've been around for quite a while and finally are making some serious inroads.
Yep, they sure are.
Good, yeah.
Well, and it's a good service. And as I said in the interview, there may not be as much need for it in Sacramento in terms of, you know, knowing that you can zip right through. But I'm just thinking, if you traveled 2 or 3 times a month, if you were a business person or even a leisure traveler, let's say you traveled once a year, you know, so for $15, you could be assured that on both ends that you could get through airports in a timely fashion and stuff like that. It seems to me like with what people pay to travel, you pay that much to park at the airport for a day. Listen, at the bottom after the news here, we are going to do something we haven't done for a while. We're going to ask people's opinions and get them to call us and tell us how they feel about travel. We've got a couple gift cards. If you want to give us a shout and answer a few questions and tell us, are you ready to travel? Are you waiting to get your vaccination? Tom, I see you're even coming out of your cocoon a little bit.
I am, yeah. Traveling next month to San Antonio. We're going to take the plunge. I'm going to head out and get pre-check purchased and so that I can make things move a little quicker. But I'm looking forward to hearing what our listeners have to say in regards to their travel plans. Okay, you can dial us up during the news and be there after 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. And that's 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Mark has a couple of $25 See's Candy gift cards to give out, too. So stick around.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome again to the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Don't forget now, links to our special guests and lots of stuff to make you a smarter traveler, including, you know, podcasts of this show can be found at travelguysradio.com. All right, Mark, before we get started, you got a couple of tidbits and then
first of all, not a tidbit, but an actual person. Clayton Whitehead is joining us here to talk to our callers a little bit.
Thank you, I think.
Hear about
this is Clayton. I'm not a tidbit.
Well, that's debatable. Okay.
Hey, Tom, you're supposed to be my buddy.
And along the way, we've got Clayton has given me some things to talk about here about Broadway shows and dark tourism and all these kinds of things. But the reason for this is we have got callers on the line, 921-1530, 800-834-1530. We're talking to folks about where are you when it comes to travel? Are you ready to start traveling? Are you still in the wait and see mode? If you were to start traveling right now, what would be your biggest concern or what's keeping you from traveling? So that's what we're looking to talk about. We have a couple of See's Candy gift cards. Tom has set the alarm clock in the background there. So, when Tom says that it's your winner, winner, chicken dinner, then that'll also be the folks who win the gift cards. Thomas, can you give us our first caller, please?
Sure enough. All right. Christy, welcome to the Travel Guys there in Roseville. How you doing today? Hello, Christy. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is Roxine.
Oh, hi.
Roxine and Oroville. I don't know what
you, you've got your
about.
Women confused, Thomas.
I know. Well, I've got multiple names here on the screen. I just got to know which one to look at.
Sounds like you've got one in Roseville and one in Oroville. You've got one in every port pretty much there.
Thanks, Roxine. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Roxine.
Thank you.
Hey, so Roxine, have you hit the road already or are you getting ready?
I was planning to. I was booked on a Viking cruise to the Volga River in Russia. And I think it's more politics than pandemics. Anyway, they canceled the cruise about 2 weeks ago.
And when was your cruise scheduled for?
In September. It's a Volga River boat cruise. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So was
and
that
I,
your
was
that your
canceled last year?
Was that your second try? Was that your second show? So you did get canceled last year. So you're still trying. So let me ask you now: are you going to reschedule and try again? Or are you going to ask the cruise line for a refund?
Oh, I got a refund. I can't plan ahead that far anymore. So I'm going to take the money, and if I can go next year, I'll try again.
But if you could have gone this year, you would have been perfectly comfortable, at least as things stand right now, a few months from now, yeah, with making an international trip.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Clayton, you're an international traveler, and most of your international groups have gone by the wayside of COVID this year, although you're still hoping to go to Italy in the fall. What would you, are you in the same boat here? Are you ready to go back internationally traveling, or when maybe?
I'm extraordinarily eager to go anywhere. I haven't been in an airplane in 14 months. But, you know, the numbers are concerning in Europe. And, yeah, I think I'm with Roxine. I think I might keep my money in the bank for a little while longer until I knew more.
But she's got September. That seems to me like that would be that September. It might be okay to go by then. But obviously, the other thing you have to know is that a lot of these folks have been hit financially really, really, and are in really difficult positions. So the fact that you can still get a refund from you, have you gotten your money back yet?
No, I haven't. But okay. Viking is wonderful. They've actually added a lot of other cruises in, you know, in the north and the ocean. But I've done all that. I want to do the Volga River.
But not someplace that you want to go. So, okay, that's understandable. Thank you for calling today. Tom, who's up next?
Sally, welcome to the Travel Guys. You going to travel?
Hi, everybody.
Are you staying close to home? Hi there, my dear.
Well,
thanks for joining us.
To share with your listeners that this might be a helpful tool. I traveled with 16 of my family members, mostly grandkids and their moms and dads, and we went to Oahu. We just got back 3 weeks ago today and went through the Safe Travels site to get the COVID testing. We all tested negative. And so we uploaded all the adults have to do it separately, except if you have younger kids. But so it was all uploaded. We went to the airport, and this is through Hawaiian Airlines. And when we got to the airport, it was pre-screening before you get to Oahu. So we all showed our documents and got the QR code. However, this is my tidbit. So myself as well, and they give you a bracelet at the airport. So when we got to Oahu Airport, or Honolulu Airport, I should say, you don't have to go through a second pre-screening because you've got the bracelet.
Right.
So I got to the resort, and everybody had to, you know, show the QR card. Plus, you had to show on the Safe Travels Hawaii website that you were screened and sent through. However, in my case, whoever screened me at the airport here locally, it messed up the my documentation. Never went through, even though I got the bracelet. So my tip for your listeners, if they have an hour, I had an hour layover, I could have checked the Safe Travels website to see, oh my gosh, it didn't go through. I'm showing still exempt. I could have gone back to the screener and said, you did it wrong or something technology happened. I didn't go through. All my kids went through and all the grandkids. So, but if you have time in that layover, go to the Safe Travels website if you're going to Hawaii to make sure you show green.
Ah. Have you been pre-screened?
There's
I had an hour layover. I could have avoided all this headache. So we travel over to Oahu, get to the resort on the west side of the island.
But really, who would think of that? I mean, it's a great tip. It's a great tip.
Exactly. And I could have avoided. We had over an hour. So the lady at the front desk said, here, you're going to have to call the tech department for safe travel to Hawaii. I was on hold for over an hour. When someone picked up, they disconnected me. So I called again, and I got all these grandkids, and they're all hungry and want to go swimming.
And
but the resort wouldn't let me because I was a key person. Nobody could do anything. So I had over an hour wait to get through tech support, and they go, oh, we can. So, I mean,
did you eventually get to your hotel the same day?
Yes, but over an hour of waiting on the call center, and the gal who first, when I first connected, she says, oh, I'm going to call you back. I've never seen this thing before. I go, oh, no. I'll stay on the line. You go talk to your supervisor or whatever she was going to talk to. I said, I'm not hanging up. This is a call center. You'll get another call right away. But my advice is if you've got time in that airport before you board the plane and you're showing on safe travels that it's X, it's a red X, not a green one, it shows exempt. I mean, that you've not been screened, I should say. Go back and get something happened in that because they have the iPad that looked at all our documentation. So it was huge. I said, if you got time, double check.
Yeah, it doesn't. It seems as though we've talked a lot about homework on this program and doing your homework before you leave. But there's an example of using a system that's perhaps a little bit new, and people who are using it are a little bit new. So a great tip there to be a smarter traveler is to anytime you get the opportunity to double check anything along the way, just make absolutely certain. Thanks for your call today. Appreciate it. Thomas.
Yeah, are we supposed to give out a See's Candy gift certificate?
Well, when the times come up that you have, so if one has come up, then we have a winner.
We do. We have a winner.
Okay.
Sally. And only that, she provided us with $25 worth of valuable information for our travelers.
Well,
by the way, when I was out at the airport dropping some folks off the other day, they have if you want to get a COVID test, you don't have to go all the way to the airport. The moment that you enter the area there, they're doing the testing under tents right over by your favorite gas station.
Yes, exactly.
So you can just go there.
All right. So put Sally
for one more.
Luis, put Sally on hold. Make sure that you get her information so we can send her the gift card. We still have another one to give away. Let me take a baton before we go back to the phones here. Let me ask Clayton, where are you? You got to weigh in a little bit there on international, but most of the things that you're going to be doing are domestic this year. So where are you at on the whole travel thing?
Well, whereas I love travel, what I really do for a living is I'm a tour planner. And I think what I'm about to say is probably not unique to me, but the cruise industry and anybody else in the world that's trying to put packages together. And that is that we're all looking into a really, really murky crystal ball in trying to see the future. Right now, we can make hotel reservations a month from now, 5 months from now, 10 months from now. We can make hotel reservations, plane reservations, train reservations, bus reservations with no issue. But right now, we're finding restaurants and attractions especially are not fully ramped back up, and or there's local ordinances that prohibit them from taking groups, and or they're primarily volunteer run, and or the local, there's just a lot of weeds that we're in right now when it comes to the stuff that fills your days, which food stops and attraction stops are really important things. So to your point, Mark, about this lady who was planning a trip to Russia in September, yeah, I think by September, it's probably not going to be an issue. That's what I feel in my heart. That's what I pray for every night. But in order for me to operate a tour in September, I need to be able to call somebody today and make sure that I've got a place to eat and a place to visit to fill my days. And right now, we aren't, in many, many cases, we aren't able to put all that together. So that these are the things that keep me awake at night.
And that's why her cruise line, perhaps, has taken a look at the big picture and said, you know what, despite the fact that it's September, we're not confident that we could provide the kind of experience to people that that would meet their expectation, and therefore we've decided that for some destinations we need to proactively cancel while there are other options available to people. That's really interesting information.
Yeah, I really think, if people just think it through, you know, if you can't make the reservation today for 3 months from now, well, then you don't have it for 3 months from now.
Right.
So you've just got to think how big of a risk are you willing to take? If I was traveling on my own, I'd probably be willing to take a pretty big risk. But if I am now putting on my sports leisure hat and I'm putting together a package that I want to sell to 30 or 40 people, you know, I have to guard my own reputation and have to maintain my own peace of mind. So those are the weeds I'm in nowadays.
Got time for one more caller here before we go to a break, Tom?
Sure. Yeah, we're talking about taking trips to somewhere where you can't do anything, right?
Okay.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Well, but that's people's fear right now, is that who wants to buy a package to go someplace for 3 or 4 or 5 days and not be able to do anything? And what we're saying is, you know, trust us, it'll all come together. And so far, that's what's happening. But if you're somebody who plans these kinds of things for people right now, you have a sleepless night or two every once in a while.
All right, Lynn in Lincoln, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Lynn or Kim?
Yes, Lynn. No, Lynn. Lynn.
Oh, this is Kim. Sorry.
Well, Kim, let's take Kim then.
Well, you know what?
She sounds like good people.
Yeah, let's do Kim. Hi, Kim. Thanks. Sorry I got your name wrong.
That's okay.
Anyway, yes, the question is simply this. Have you been traveling since things have opened up a little bit? Do you plan to in the near future? How do you feel about whether you need to be vaccinated before you travel? What are your thoughts?
So, yes, yes, and yes. We are traveling. We actually, like the last caller, just got back from Hawaii this week. We were there for 2.5 weeks and felt very comfortable. We're both vaccinated and we're very happy to be able to go somewhere. But our trip, we changed islands. And if I had to do the trip over again, knowing what I know now, I would not have had us change islands because of the testing requirement over there. I felt comfortable getting the test here and getting the results back in time, but then we had to test again when we were on Maui in order to fly to the Big Island. So, you know, we found a lab over there where we could get the test, but you know, I'm thinking, I'm always, well, what if we don't get our results in time and now we have to stay on Maui and we'll have to give up our rental car because there's no rental cars available and we don't have a hotel lined up. So there was just a lot of uncertainty with the switching of the islands. So that would be my suggestion right now for people going to Hawaii is until they allow you to travel island to island with your vaccines. It's a little bit stressful.
Kim, two quick questions, Kim. One is, did you get goosed on the car rental a little bit, a lot?
No. We got a 10-day car rental for one part of our trip for $400. And the other week, I think our rental car was $300. But I will say this, we booked that car rental in early January.
Ah, okay, so that explains it. And in terms of attractions, restaurants, things like that, how normal was Hawaii?
It was incredibly normal, incredibly normal. The only difference was on Maui, it was much more difficult to get into restaurants if you didn't have reservations. So there's one particular restaurant that we always go to, and I checked it 2 weeks before we were leaving, and they had no reservations the entire time we were there. But it gave us the opportunity to try a lot of new restaurants this time. But if you have a favorite that you really want to go to, you need to book it as soon as you know you're going.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for some great tips there. Tom, we're up against it here. Probably need to take a break. You got a comment to throw in?
No, not really. Let's just take a quick timeout. We'll take a couple of calls on the back half before we wrap up the show. 916-921-1530. Or 800-834-1530. We're talking about your travel experiences right here on The Travel Guys.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Hey there, Mark and Tom, along with Clayton Whitehead. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Welcome. We're taking a few phone calls, talking to folks about their travel thoughts, their travel plans, their travel anxieties.
I want to talk to you, Clayton, about this article you brought in to me. What was the point of dark travel? Dark tourism on the rise.
I just thought it sounded intriguing. It's an article about visitor attractions all around the world that focus on, let's say they ain't Disneyland. They focus on less than happy topics. And some of them are kind of quirky and odd, like, for example, tourism. Alcatraz in San Francisco would fall on this list. I mean, it was a federal penitentiary, for crying out loud, but it's something that people really like to go and visit and learn about, you know, Al Capone and his kind who stayed there, and, you know, people who jumped in the water and tried to swim away. So that's kind
of haunted.
Well, yeah, and of course, haunted places. But then there's also a different genre, if you will, of this dark tourism, which would be like going to Poland and visiting Auschwitz. You know, I don't think anybody would go there thinking they were going to have a good time, but it's such an extraordinary cultural and historical landmark that you can't not go if you're in the area.
Sounds like a topic of discussion for another day. We have more than 2 minutes left. Let's try to get one more caller in, Tom.
One more caller, Lorna, if I got the name right. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Lorna, have you been traveling yet?
I haven't been traveling yet, but we have a family trip coming up at the end of next month to Puerto Rico, and we're concerned about where we can book excursions and things to do while we're there.
Well, okay, so here's the key is that you don't want to, if you look more than 2 or 3 weeks out, you've got this ever-changing sort of situation. And you've got a situation where people are going to say, well, you know, we can't do this right now, but we don't know what we're going to be able to do. So do your homework now, but be prepared to wait until closer in than you'd normally be comfortable with in order to try to book excursions and things like that. And also know that some things may happen on the fly when you get there, which is maybe not the way that you would prefer to do it, but that's just kind of, if you heard Clayton talking about, you know, attractions and restaurants and stuff like that, that's all over right now. So that's the issue.
Yeah, that's a concern. We'll get there and everything will be booked up, and then we'll have to just go sit on the beach only, which is okay, but not what we wanted to do.
I don't think I think that you'll find, we're running out of time here, but I do think that you will find that the closer you get to arrival, that the more things will open up. I also look for some of these excess vaccines to be shipped, especially to the Caribbean nations, places like Puerto Rico. So their situation may improve fairly dramatically here fairly quickly. Tom, I'm guessing that this is our second winner.
Yes, let's give Lorna a $25 See's Candy gift card. That'll help keep her busy if she has nothing else to do.
Yes, well, it'll melt in Puerto Rico, but nonetheless, at least she'll have something to eat there. Thank you, Lorna, for being so patient. And for calling in, sorry we didn't have more time to talk to you today. But the Travel Guys are heading down the road. Thomas, thank you. Thanks to Luis in the studio. We are all in different places, so doing this call-in stuff is really an adventure. Thank you to Clayton Whitehead for his help today. Thanks to all of you. Remember to dance like nobody's watching.
All right, folks. See you next week.